second presentation, if anyone's familiar with all those little nice little pictures and you know, little greeting card type things that happen to be in emails and on text messages and stuff like that, and people refer to them as emojis, you could actually do them not only on your phone, but you could also do them in emails and I think even in Word documents and stuff like that on Windows. And my next presentation is by Nina Kagan, and she's going to tell us a little bit how you do it in Windows.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Nina Kagan. I'm going to do a short demo about emojis. Emojis are characters or pictures that convey other meanings. Sometimes you see them in text messages or emails, and I'm going to show you how to do one in an email in Outlook. So to get to the emojis, you do Windows period.
Windows period.
And that will take you to the categories, and you hit tab.
Food and plant selected. Selected contain 8 items.
And these are some of the categories.
Transportation and places group. Symbols group. Food and plants group. Celebrations and objects group. People group. Smiley faces and animals group.
And I just use the left and right arrow keys to get to the different categories. And I'm going to right arrow back to the food category.
People group. Celebrations of food and plants group. Emoji selected. Emoji category. Food and plants group. Slice of pizza selected. Selected contain 137 items. Hamburger selected. Selected contain 137 items.
And these are different things that are inside the category. There are a lot of them. I'm just going to arrow to the right for a few minutes to show you some of them.
French fries select, hot dog select, popcorn selected, salt shaker select, bacon selected, egg selected, bacon selected, cooking selected, selected contain one, cooking selected, egg select, bacon selected, selected contain 137 items. Pretzel selected, selected contain 137 items.
And I'm going to select pretzel. So I'm going to hit enter on that.
Enter pretzel, pretzel. Food and plants selected. Selected contain 8 items.
And the pretzel will now be in the body of the text. And when I'm done, all I have to do is hit escape and it'll be there.
Escape. Test dash message left paren HTML right paren. Edit.
So I'm just going to shift tab and tab back just to show you that.
Subject edit. Test type edit. Pretzel.
See? The pretzel's right there in the body of the text. And that's it for emojis.
Is there any way you can sort of make some favorites so you know you don't have to navigate through all of that stuff?
I don't know.
One of the categories I noticed is recently used. So even though it's not like a favorite, it just brings up the ones that you've used most recent.
I think it does like the last like 5 or 7 different ones you've used. If people want to know, like on your iPhone, you have the different keyboards, and it's the third keyboard after the numbers. It's the next one. But I was doing this demo about how to do it in emails because people have sent them and emails to me.
I heard that it was Windows slash to bring up the emojis. When did they change it to Windows period?
I can't give you a specific time. I just know that as of now, in the later builds of Windows 10, it is definitely Windows period. One thing to notice is that if you're a JAWS user, if you get the 2004 build of Windows 10, this does not work with JAWS right now. But when the June update of JAWS comes out, and it'll probably be another week or so, it's going to fix that.
Can you navigate like by letter navigation? If you happen to know that you want a pretzel, that you could hit P instead of arrowing.
You can do that once you're in the category where they're in. Yes.
Can you tell how good are the graphics? Are they really kind of cool looking?
No, I just know that like I've sent them to some people that have sent things to me with emojis. And they did say like I sent one to them for their birthday, which had different balloons. And I asked them what the balloons actually looked like. And they told me that they were bright colors, and they were red and yellow and blue. They were primary colors. Like some of the emojis, like if you do hearts, you can do a red heart, green heart, purple, and they have different meanings between different colors. Yeah, it definitely is. Like a red heart means love, and a green heart means I like you, and that.
Emojis have been around for a long time. They are actually a thing of the 90s. When people sent emails, they would sometimes want to have a smiley face in there. So they would do a sideways smiley face. And if you know print, so what you have imagined is a parenthesis open for the smiling mouth, and then a hyphen followed by a colon for the I. The hyphen is the no. So that was done very often in emails back then. That's the thing. And then came the much more sophisticated emojis. Just a cultural thing. You know, if you have certain people that you text with or whatever, you might want to do like LOLs and OMG, right? OMG. Okay.
That's one of them.
And things like that. And that's not everybody's thing either. Some people like it and others don't.
Some of those older ones had some interesting ones. For instance, if you did a semicolon with the right parentheses, it means you're winking at someone. Because a semicolon is a dot, which is an eye, followed by a little hash, which would make it look like a winking eye. A colon followed by open and closed parentheses that looks like someone with a big open mouth. That means someone was screaming at you. A colon with a greater than sign, that meant the person had a goatee.
You can certainly do them, but I don't know if people are still doing that. If you come up with your own.